this week you've been enjoying being filled every day with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one that enables us to live according to God's standards. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit that enables us to love one another, to live your whole life for Christ and for other people. And you know, and I know, that you can't do that in your own strength. You tend to sort of give up fairly early on that. But let the Holy Spirit have his way, and he'll make a difference in your personal life. He'll make a difference in your marriage. He'll make a difference in your relationship with people, in your workplace, wherever you go, if we let him. And it all comes through the new covenant that Jesus paid for. And what we're going to do is we'll work away from Jerry right along here and just ask each person just to give one scripture reference and just talk about one thing, and so that everyone has a fair report, okay, from all of the groups. And we're talking about particularly scriptures that refer to one another or have something to do with us as a people, as a body. Okay? So let's start and see what we can learn.
All right, we're looking at John 13 and verses 34 and 35. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." And in verse 35 he says, "By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Mm. So in two scriptures there, he mentions loving one another three times. And when Jesus wanted us to remember what he was saying, invariably, many times, he mentioned something three times to emphasize it. Mm. So I guess it's quite important. And what we tend to do is actually love one and forget the others.
Yeah.
It's well, true, isn't it?
Yeah, very
but
good.
He says love one and another. And another. Love one another. That's
very
what
good.
I got out, we got out of that.
Very
and
good.
Tony, because he's my friend and he loves me, he was supposed to come up here and he stitched me up. He said, "You go." That's because he loves one and the others. No. But so loving one another is so important that Jesus mentioned it three times.
Wow.
Okay? And you find there's other scriptures that he mentions three times to emphasize this is paramount. And just take it a little bit further. And love is a decision. It's not a feeling. When you decide to love somebody, you begin to think about them more. As Christians, we begin to lift them up in prayer. But it's a decision to love. The feelings come afterwards. Okay? And it's going the extra mile, and there's no conditions. To love is to love is to love is to love. You don't set down some rules and regulations about it. You either love or you don't. And we need the Holy Spirit to help us. So, am I going on too long?
It's all right.
But it's because you love to hear me, don't you?
It's because Jerry's, he loves to preach, that's why. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, we've got out of the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 3. And it says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." Mm. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, be made in human likeness.
Mm. Very good.
Well, we got lots and lots of scriptures, but I'm going to take three that we got out of Ephesians chapter 5.
No, that's okay. That's all right.
Hello.
That's all right. Be greedy. That's it. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it.
Verse 1. "Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." Verse 18, "Do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." And verse 21, submitting to one another in the fear of God.
Mm. Wow.
Right, we got from Romans 10. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves.
Wow.
Good stuff. Very good. Also, that's Romans 12, verse 10. And then verse 16. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited.
I'm going to choose the one we found in 1 Peter 4:8. Love each other deeply, or love one another deeply, for love covers a multitude of sins.
Wow, yeah.
And I think now it's getting really practical. Love in the natural, in this way, is not easy. Because Jesus went as far as saying, love your enemies.
Yeah.
Not easy. But in the spirit, we're urged to get the ability, the life that will overlook things that might otherwise offend us. So love each other deeply, for love covers. It has the ability to overlook, to cover a multitude of sins.
Amen. Yeah.
Ours have already been read out.
Well, all of them. We have to find another one then. Go to the back of the class, boy.
We have found 238 verses. Mark 9, verse 50. Salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? You must have the qualities of salt among yourselves and live in peace with one each other.
With each other.
Whoa. With each other.
Powerful. Oh, powerful. Oh, Kevin, have you got another one?
No.
Okay, right. Very good. Give him a round of applause. That's excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, some of our verses have gone as well, apart from one. So I'll read this one out. Gerard, you found James 5:16. Confess your trespasses, your sins to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed.
Mm.
That's it.
Oh. Yeah.
We've got a very short one, a bit like Neil, but we have second letter to John, verse 5. Now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. Basically, that it's an old commandment from God.
Amen. Hi, we have scripture 1 Corinthians 13:3. If I gave everything I have to the poor, and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. And we said that God is love, and loving is the most important thing for us as Christians, to give and receive love.
Amen.
We're cheating. There are two of us from one group.
Hey.
That's very similar to Anita's. From 1 John, 2nd chapter, verse 7. Dear friends, I'm not writing a new command for you. Rather, it is an old command you have had from the very beginning. This old command, to love one another, is the same message you heard before. Yet it is also new. Jesus lived the truth of this commandment, and you also are living it. For the darkness is disappearing, and the truth light is already shining. If anyone claims I am living in the light, but hates his Christian brother or sister, this person is still living in darkness. And just the other one is 1 John 3:14. If we love our Christian brothers and sisters, it proves that we have passed from death to life. But a person who has no love is still dead.
Amen. Yeah, very good.
We had a couple of passages from Corinthians. One of them was the one that Michelle read. So we're going to go with Corinthians 12:24. While the more honourable parts do not require this special care, so God has put the body together such that extra honour and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members, so that all the members care for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honoured, all the parts are glad.
Oh. Amen. Amen. Great scripture. Very good. Very good.
Right, I'll try and pick up ones that haven't been read. John chapter 15, verse 13 and 17. John talks about how we should lay down our lives for one another. And in Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 45, how we should share everything that we have with one another, all our possessions, and provide for each other, for those who are in need. And the last one is Philippians 4, verse 2, that we should actually agree with one another in the Lord.
Yeah, Colossians chapter 3. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
Wow. Wow.
Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So as we worship on Sunday, we're loving one another and teaching and admonishing one another. So some people have had a rough week, and as we praise the Lord, we can help lift them up into a place where they can meet with God.
Amen. 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 Great. That's good. That's really good. Thank you. Nigel's got one, so...
I've been redeemed.
Praise God.
Colossians 3, verse 9. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. And... 1 Peter 3, verse 8, which says, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Fantastic. Thank you. Okay, just a few ones that I found that you didn't mention. This is where the teacher comes, you know. I put down here, forgive me if you've already said this, but there was a whole thing about that through love, there's another one about serving. Through love, we're to serve one another, Galatians 5:13. Did you say that, Christina? Galatians 6, verse 2, bear one another's burdens. Do good to all, especially the household of faith. Amen. In other words, your brothers and sisters in the church, God's people. 1 Corinthians 12:25, someone actually brought this one out earlier. Have the same care for one another. We talked to, I think, who was that? Who spoke that one? Same care for one another. We are members of one body, and we are members of one another, Ephesians 4:25. You see that? We're members of one another. We often think, well, we're members of Christ, we're members of the church, but we're actually members of one another. We belong to one another. And Ephesians 4:32, be kind, because that's what God's like. Be tender-hearted, because that's what the Father's like. And be forgiving of one another, Ephesians 4:32. So that's a pretty rich lot, that is. And it says that we're to strive together for the faith of the gospel. So these are together scriptures. These are one another scriptures. There's also quite a list of things that we're not to do to one another. And we heard a few of those. What I'd like you to do is to go back into your groups. I think you've lost a few of yours. If you can regather your sheep and get back into your groups, because once you get back into your groups, I'll tell you what to do next, because God wants us to pray for one another this morning. And the very way that we've done this morning, the Holy Spirit, you know, led me to do this in this particular way, because we are a body. Amen. I'd just like to spend just a few minutes praying for one another in your groups, praying that these fruits of the Spirit would be manifest, starting with me, okay, and starting with you. And just begin to pray for one another. Get people to pray for each other in the groups, that we'll have a one another sense. Going to close. Now, this God is speaking to us this morning about the new covenant that He's made for us through His precious blood. It's called an eternal covenant. And this covenant was for you. And it's full of blessings and full of all the promises of God. But it's a covenant that God has brought us in relationship to Him, but it also brought us into relationship with one another, hasn't He? And so the covenant love of Jesus needs to be expressed not just in a me serving God on my own, because it doesn't work like that, but actually by loving and serving one another. And God will not let us off the hook. His test of how good a church we are isn't by our numbers, it's actually by our love. You can be five people who really love one another, and that's more precious to God than a church of 5,000 who just meet together on a Sunday and have a great time. Because if it's not out working in the week, it means nothing. And God is pleased with our love, but He says there's a lot more I want to release amongst you of His covenant love. And it needs not our permission, it needs our yielding to God for that to happen. We need to let the Holy Spirit come and take control and take over our lives, so that we know how to open our hearts up to other people and be open and honest and pray for them and relate to them, not just in a spiritual context, but also in a natural context as well. Someone said to me earlier today, you know, it'll be great when the weather gets a bit better, like today. I know it's a little bit cool out there, but to have some picnics together. Yeah. Why not? You see, we live such busy lives that kind of we have our meetings, and then we don't always have the other things that we need as well as a body. And this is all part of our covenant love together, that we actually have more time, more fellowship together, because you meet Jesus just as much in friendship and in one another's homes as you do on a Sunday. It's just a different thing that God does. And God doesn't want us to be so spiritual that we're unable then to actually let that covenant love break out into our lives with one another. God wants there to be very strong bonds of friendship in the church here. And I'll tell you the way it will work, by us doing what we've just read this morning. So I haven't got a flowery message or I had lots of scriptures, but you've read most of them out anyway this morning. But God is saying, I want you to put these scriptures, this truth, into practice, so that you're constantly thinking of another, one another, not just about yourself or even one other person, but you're thinking beyond your own sphere, but you're thinking about the body, you're thinking about other people. And the whole purpose is that we love one another. Let me just read this from Colossians 3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seating at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. That's the spiritual, that's our faith. That's us meeting with God every day. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Therefore, put to death, right? Put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. And because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in whom you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all of these. So the first list, we ditch most of those things, but if they creep back in, get rid of them, put them to death. But here, we've also got to put to death things like anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Don't lie to one another, since you have put off the old nature, the old man, with his deeds, and have put on the new man, that's who we are this morning, renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. In other words, the nature of Jesus who's living in us. Where there is neither Greek, Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
We're his body. Therefore, as the elected of God, holy and beloved, that's how God looks at us this morning, holy, you're a holy people, we're a holy people, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness. What are we to do with these? We're not just to keep them to ourselves. It's great to be in the presence of God and feel God's kindness, but it's better to release that kindness to somebody else. It's great to be forgiven by God, but it's better, once you've been forgiven, to go and forgive somebody else. It's great to be loved by God, but it's better, once you've been loved by God, to give the love away to somebody else. Are you with me? And God is putting a requirement on us. You're members of the same body. You're members of Christ. You're part of the new covenant. And the new covenant in his love, it's a new covenant of love, is in the Old Testament, God said, be holy as I'm holy. And everybody said, but we can't. We've tried and we can't. We've failed miserably. The Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, God shows us his standard. In the New Testament, in the New Covenant made by Jesus, because God came down and took our place on the cross, he says, in the New Testament, he says, be holy and you can be holy, because my holiness has come to live in you. We have everything God has given us, everything we need. There's a supply of the Spirit that enables us to walk in holiness with God and holiness with one another. And it's because of in the new covenant, God enables it. He says, I'll give you a new spirit and a new heart, and I'm going to enable you to walk in my love towards God and towards one another. And God says, I want you to really put this into practice. We've got an opportunity in these coming days and weeks ahead to really put this into practice. It's not that it doesn't happen in this church, it does, and I know it does. And I get encouraged every time I see acts of love and kindness and words and so on, gifts, things that go on between different members of the body without me knowing or anyone else knowing. But God's saying, step up to where I am. Come up here where I am. Meet with me in a new way and start releasing this love and this power of the Spirit, not just to one another, but to the lost as well. In other words, let the Spirit of God, the new covenant of his love, begin to break forth out of our lives. It says that we're to have mercies, kindness, humility, meekness. Meekness isn't weakness. Meekness is strength under God's control. That's what meekness is. Bearing with one another. Do you ever have to bear with somebody else?
Yes.
Wives, do you have to bear with your husbands? Husbands, do you have to bear with your wives? Do you have to bear with your friends? Do we have to bear with one another? Of course we do. We have to bear with one another because we're all so different and we have different ways of doing things. We are totally different people, but we've been brought into the family of God. And because of that covenant that God has made for us, where he is absolutely supportive to us and loves us, that same love, we're in covenant also with one another. And we're to forgive one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also forgive others. Amen. Above all these things, put on love. Put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also were called in one body, and be thankful. Wow. This is Colossians 3. And if you want to get built up, read Colossians 3 this week. Read it today and say, Lord, work this in me. Change me. I heard someone pray this morning. It's a great prayer. Lord, change me. Start with me so that I'm a one another person, that I look out for others. This is the way that Jesus lived. Let the word of Christ live in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. Do not be bitter towards them. Children, obey your parents in all things. This is really pleasing to God. Fathers, don't provoke your children lest they become discouraged. Bond servants, obey in all things your masters. It's talking about people who go to work and their employees and their employers. Do it as not as men pleases, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Wow. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Remember, we started this morning, Genevieve and Giovanni, up at the front here. And the Lord stands between them, stands between us in our fellowship. And whatever we do, whatever I do to Nigel, I do to the Lord, good or bad. Whatever you do, whatever you think, whatever you say to another member of the body, you do to the Lord. And the Lord wants to be glorified amongst us as his people. We're not just a church. We're not just a group of people who happen to believe in Jesus. We are a covenant people. And that covenant God's made for us through Jesus, we need to begin to live this out towards one another. Amen? It's an awesome and wonderful responsibility. That it's not just you on your own, but you're part of the church, which is his body. So let me encourage you this week. Encourage others. Encourage one another daily while it's called today. Did we have that one this morning? But we're to encourage one another daily. That means you can send somebody a text, you can ring them and encourage them in God. Go round to the house, go and do something that you haven't done before, but encourage people because we're part of a body. If you have a need, ask someone to pray for you. That involves the body then. Don't just try and battle through on your own. If you're struggling, share it with someone you know will be in faith who will support you. Amen. We are a healing body too. We carry the power of God to heal the sick. And so if you've got a need, that means at a moment, we don't have to wait for a Sunday, we should be able to ask someone, would you just pray for me because I want to receive healing? Not tomorrow, but today. You see what I'm saying? We need to be a body that depends upon one another, that we support one another, we love one another, we back one another up. Let's live this new covenant of love out this week. And God's going to do a new thing. He is doing a new thing amongst us, and he's going to continue that through this week as we put it into practice. Anyone up for this?
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Let's just give the Lord praise. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Father, as we have tea and coffee and friendship and so on together, we just pray, Lord, that we just dedicate ourselves, Lord. I dedicate myself, Lord, to live for you and to live for others. Because of the covenant of your love, the new covenant in your love that's towards me, I begin to release to others. And I pray, Lord, do a new thing in my life, do a new thing in each one of our lives, that we're a covenant-keeping people in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Bless you all. Bless you all. We have tea and coffee.